The New York State Department of State is seeking comments from the public regarding the consistency of the license renewal of Buchanan-based Indian Point with the coastal policies of the state's coastal management program. DOS certification is required for relicensing. Westchester-based environmental group Riverkeeper has been urging the public to write to DOS to object to Indian Point Parent Entergy's coastal zone certification. Riverkeeper's Hudson River Program Director Philip Musigas explains that the certification at issue is required under the Federal Coastal Zone Management Act and involves 44 enforceable policies in the state's coastal management plan, policies intended to protect the coastal environment, in this case, the Hudson River estuary.
If Indian Point continues with business as usual, they're going to have a very difficult time, if not an impossible time, getting this certification from the state of New York.
Entergy spokesman Jerry Nappi sees it differently.
Indian Point had coastal zone reviews done when Entergy purchased the plant from New York State in 2000. And according to federal statute, additional reviews are only required if coastal zone effects are substantially different than the ones originally reviewed. And that is not the case at Indian Point, as there have been no substantial differences made at the plant. So, you know, we believe that essentially we're grandfathered under our existing permit.
Entergy purchased Indian Point 3 from the New York Power Authority in 2000 and Indian Point 2 from Con Edison in 2001. Riverkeeper's Musigas says the coastal zone policies prioritize the protection of habitats, the protection of wildlife from hazardous waste, and the protection and expansion of recreational uses of the river.
There are policies relating to reducing impacts on fish populations and other things in the river from cooling water intakes, such as Indian Point has, from thermal discharges that power plants cause, that, as we know, Indian Point has that. So we know Indian Point has a severe impact on aquatic species in the river, and so that is there's a policy specifically focused on that type of impact.
Entergy's Nappi maintains that Indian Point is in compliance. DOS says the public comments must be received by 4:30 p.m. October 30th. Should the Department of State find that the continued operation of Indian Point violates coastal policies, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is prohibited from renewing Entergy's license. Meanwhile, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation in 2010 denied a water quality permit for Indian Point, a permit that also is necessary for relicensing. Entergy is contesting that denial, and the permit case is being reviewed. Though Indian Point 2's license expired September 28th, the reactor continues to operate until the Nuclear Regulatory Commission renders a decision. The license for Indian Point 3 expires in December 2015. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.